Well, yes, that was a big day for the New South Wales Rugby League. They were unveiling the Centre of Excellence, and a big driving force behind that was their CEO, Dave Trodden, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Ross.
Great day for New South Wales Rugby League yesterday, mate.
Yeah, it was pretty much a landmark day for New South Wales Rugby League. I think it's certainly the biggest thing that's happened to our organisation this century, if not for many years before that as well. So, yeah, it's a wonderful facility, not only for the State of Origin team, but for all of our Pathways teams, for our women's teams, and for every aspiring rugby league player from age 6 all the way up. You know, to have the best facility around to be able to use and to serve your skills is a wonderful thing for our game.
$30 million, so it'll get plenty of use, Dave.
It'll get absolutely plenty of use, Terry. It's, as I said, it's not just a facility built for a couple of weeks a year for the State of Origin team, but for all of those other Pathways teams and participants I identified as well. Actually, one of the most regular users of the facility is our referees, who are already trained here a couple of nights a week. And so, you know, they had some pretty substandard facilities that they were preparing in before, but now they've got the very best facilities around. So, It's a great thing for everyone in our game, and you know, not just the athletes, but you know, the University of New England have got a sports science facility there as well, and so in combination with them and people like the Country Rugby League and the Men of League and Kari, our Indigenous partner, you know, we've been able to, you know, through collaboration, we've been able to accumulate the resources of a whole lot of people and the skills of a whole lot of people. You know, to bring a fully rounded facility and skill set that'll just take our sport, I think, to the next level.
Yeah, and the building is magnificent, Dave. The thing I like about it as well is the tunnel. And the tunnel was used in the 2000 Olympics, where the athletes would warm up on the warm-up field, and then they'd make their way underneath the road into the stadium for the athletics events. And that'll become a part of Origin history when people see the walk that the New South Wales players will do.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Loz, on Origin Night in Sydney at the moment, our team can't warm up on the field because of pre-game entertainment and the like. So they have to warm up in the dressing room, which is really unsatisfactory. But now they'll be able to warm up across the road on a field that replicates the surface at Angered Stadium. They'll be able to do their last minute things in a dressing room, state-of-the-art dressing room. And as you say, they'll be able to walk through a tunnel which is about 100 metres long directly onto the field at ANZ Stadium. And that tunnel contains the names of every person that's ever played for New South Wales from 1908 onwards, and it also contains life-size images of all of the members of our Hall of Fame, one of which, of course, is Laurie Daly. And it'll be one of the really neat things that's associated with playing a home game at ANZ Stadium for our players. It'll develop into one of the really special, iconic things about that experience.
And we know that New South Wales Rugby League do a lot of good things in the community, Dave. Hogs for Homeless, does that start next week?
Kicking off on Friday the 15th, Roz, as you know, and many of your listeners would know as well. The last few years, Freddie and Ian Hubert have spent a huge amount of time in the 2 weeks or so preceding the NRL competition kicking off, travelling around regional New South Wales, doing coaching clinics, raising money for Father Chris Riley. The last few years, they've reloaded turf at places like Walgett and Wellington, and places of serious need in regional New South Wales. And whilst it's nominally a fundraising campaign for Father Chris Riley, what it really is a community engagement piece for our organisation, trying to touch as many children as we can in regional New South Wales. Freddie's got an ambition, which is to provide a football to every child in regional New South Wales. And everywhere we go, we take a truck with us with a rugby league ball, and we run clinics at everywhere we stop, and every child that comes to a clinic walks away with a rugby league ball and hopefully developing a love for our game.
We'll be chatting to the boys while they're on the road, going to all those different country centres too, so we look forward to that. Just a quick one from the Mad Magpie, who's texted in, Dave, regarding the Western Suburbs District Junior Rugby League. I'm not too sure whether this is under your guidance or not, but it's gone broke, according to him, and you know, it's such a big nursery. Anything could be done there?
Yeah, no. So I can assure the people in that area that that we've got things very well under control. I've been to a couple of meetings both before Christmas and after Christmas. So we're in the process of reconstituting that junior league. An advertisement went out earlier in this week for an administrator to operate the junior league, which is a position that we'll be funding.
Right.
And basically, Terry, the Western Suburbs Junior League will operate in 2019 exactly as it did in 2018, but with the additional resource of support from the whole of the New South Wales Rugby League. So I can assure everybody associated with that organisation that that things will only be bigger and better in 2019, and they shouldn't worry about the future of rugby league in that area, because that's strategically one of the most important areas in our whole game.
Well, that is great news, a great way to finish. In fact, a little bit of positive news with the Centre of Excellence and also the fact that the Western Suburbs District Junior Rugby League is going to be resurrected and funded and looked after by the New South Wales Rugby League. Thanks so much to Dave Trodden there, the CEO of the New South Wales Rugby League.